John Tamihere there with us also. Thank you for your time, John. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora. Over the weekend, John, acknowledgement for the Māori Roll Call Kaupapa. Might you share some kōrero about it with us, please?
Oh, well, you might recall whānau ora as part of its civic wellness and oranga of our communities, hosted and ran with Tamiiti heading it, the Māori Roll Call campaign. In 3 months, Māori running our own programs for enrolments can achieve more than, 3 years of a fully funded electoral commission whose job it is to do this can achieve. So in 3 months, we can achieve more than a fully funded electoral commission can do in 3 years in getting Māori awareness up and the ability to move roles, change roles, and get ready for the election on the November the 7th. So what happened is that it made its way into the Global Awards ceremony at Cannes in France on the weekend, and the Māori Roll Call campaign won the top award. It was up against some extraordinary talent, whether it was the Vatican ran a program, you won't be aware of this, I wasn't, and a whole range of others from across the globe. So it was determined that Aotearoa won, right? And so that's the Māori Roll Call campaign. And young fellow that you actually taught a lot, Kātini, my stepson, Kātini, Juri Doherty, he headed that and fronted that for us on the big stage up there. And so we're globally hot, locally not. And so nobody, if Māori do extraordinarily well, it's just as soon as they can dismiss it, the better it is for them, if you know what I mean. And so what we've got to do as leaders is be courageous enough to have hold on to these things and not be, just because they attack you or try and put you down, you've got to have enough courage to rise above that and continue your advocacy. Because otherwise, if we surrender who we are and what we are and what we believe in, we've got some problems. Yeah.
Well, so the Roll Call campaign was really innovative. It copped some criticism as well. But here we are with international jurors in the advertising space holding it up as an exemplar of what can be done. Haven't read anything about it in the press or the media, though. So, oh, mind you, it only happened over the weekend. That's it's a real feather in the cap. For young Kātini, and pleased for him. But again, a reminder that we need to be innovative in order to get to our goals. Any potential for a repeat of that style, John, for a kaupapa going forward?
Yeah, of course there is. We will be hosting and running it again because, as you know, this government changed all the rules, gerrymandered the rules to cook this election, so it stopped about 110,000 people enrolled and voted in that last week heading into the last election. They've stopped all that. They've stopped up till the 6th of August. You've got up till the 6th of August. So we've got an election in November, and so they've stopped everybody September, October, November enrolling, right? Changing the roll. What we've got to do now is run counter campaigns against the full forces of the state. And the Māori Roll Call campaign will run again. It'll kick off on the 6th of July. It'll run to the 6th of August. And anyone that wants to oppose that, then go to hell. And anyone that wants to try and have a go at us running that, equally, why should you bow down in your right to participate in your own democracy, just cause some white folk in Wellington hate the very thought of it.
Well, fair enough. John Tamariri with us today. John, we know we're getting advocacy political, as we would expect. What about tribal leadership and their advocacy in an election year? Are they as involved as we should expect?
Well, look, every one of them has a database. That's how they get elected. Some of them have large databases that are fully invested in their iwi and hapu matters. Some of them don't, but none of them will participate in the political world. And you know that like, oh well, no, well there is one. Willie Chahu, he's come out of the closet, so I'll just park him up. But the point is that, you know, they're few and far between, and we've got all this huge resource in the iwi chairs forum. We've got all this huge resource in their particular balance sheets, all this huge resource. But what they have to wake up to is that they'll always be in a queue with their heads bowed, going around the back door asking for handouts to get to the top of the queue, when in effect, as of right, we deserve to be there at the front of the queue as the tangata whenua with constitutional rights under the treaty. And the day you go quiet on those, the day you don't use all your resources to participate in your constitution, you participate in the constitution two ways. One, through voting. The other one is through rebellion. There's only two ways to change governments. We're at this stage awakening all of our younger people to the brown vote. People my age and your age are all over the place. Some of the least tactical voters out, our new cohort of voters, aged between 35 and 55, they're very savvy. 55 and ups. I regret to say I've missed the bus. Younger ones are working. So the beauty about our position is you've got to have the courage to use all our resources to advance our position in the parliament, rather than going around back doors trying to get a relationship with a minister every 3 years.
Tēnā koe. I've just touched on this strategic voting. Many are saying it's going to be important in November. You're saying that it's got generational influences.
No doubt. No doubt. You've got deeply colonised, okay, parts of our community who, through no fault of their own, but just the way they got beat up, have lost their belief in themselves. And so they'll vote for parties that are led by people that don't look like them, don't act like them, don't talk like them, and ultimately will make decisions over the top of them. And so if you want a movement that's 100% Māori-owned, 100% Māori-governed, that's what you get, okay, with the Pāti Māori, with others. I used to be in that camp, Dale, so were you. We were brought up under a Labour Party hegemonial regime, right? Because there wasn't a Te Pāti Māori. There wasn't an option. Matt Rata tried it in 75, again in 78, and he was right out the gate. And I sort of deeply regret not being tuned those days, and always believing that a Pākehā leader was the best result that we could get. That's just not true.
Tēnā koe, both ACT and Labour had their conferences over the weekend. Any thoughts on what you've read so far about their policy development or stance?
Look, we can't be taken off our focus at all in regard to where we're heading. So when you come into this silly season, election season, it doesn't matter what other parties are doing or saying. What matters is that you put your organisation together, you run the best campaign possible, you get our people to believe in themselves and to vote for themselves and not be taken off course by all these other nonsense messages. And ultimately, we will have a reasonable say come the 7th of November. That's if our people believe in themselves. If they don't, well, then we just go on the carousel again. Just go around the carousel again. So this one is the most important one because our people know we've got to get rid of this regime. And they know that the tactical voting will play a big role in this election. We'll have more to say on that on the campaign trail when our leaders open up exactly what our stances are on a number of matters heading into the election.
Tēnā koe. Just finally, I mean, I think marae are the right places for polling booths. Are we going to see more this year than last time? Or do you suggest there's some hesitancy now?
No, we get punished here's the thing. When you don't need to be a brain surgeon to work this out. You look at where all the polling booths are, and then you'll have a look at the way they voted. Every polling booth on a kohanga, a kura, a wharikura, a marae posted wins for Te Pāti Māori. This government is, through the Electoral Commission, is trying to close polling booths down. So not only did they stop later votes coming in and later registrations coming in, they will also attack our ability to vote. So this is Jim Crow laws were the laws that the white racists and supremacists in the United States of America used to block Afro-American votes and Hispanic votes. The play out is exactly the same here in the rules that change to stop our participation. Right? And what we've got to do is use that as energy to revitalize ourselves rather than to be beat up and bowing our heads, which they want us to do.
Thanks very much.
You'll see that.
Thanks for your thoughts and time this week, John.
Come down.
Yummy. John Tumey, the Monday mornings, 10 past 8, you were 6:03.